My name is Tom Super. I am Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Chicken Council in Washington, D.C.
And we just got word, Tom, about the TPP negotiations reaching a final stage. Of course, it has a ways to go, but what is the reaction of the National Chicken Council to this development?
Chicken producers here in the U.S. see this as a very positive development. We applaud U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman and his team of negotiators. We and they have been working on this for 5+ years, and this could be a significant opportunity to expand our exports and really bring increased economic benefits to chicken farmers and companies across the country. Now, certainly, we don't know what's in it. This devil's in the details, as they say, but we look forward to reviewing that once it becomes available, and hopefully it's good for our chicken producers.
Yes, and the Ag Secretary did say this morning that it deals with a lot of the sanitary and phytosanitary measures, which was a big concern for the chicken industry, correct?
Yes, certainly one of our major goals in the deal was to get a strong commitment on enforcement, in particular in the area of sanitary and phytosanitary measures that you mentioned.
Okay, and what about, you mentioned in a statement about the Canadian market. How might this affect that?
Sure, that's a big opportunity and a challenge for us right now. Unfortunately, when we negotiated NAFTA, we thought we were going to get full access to the Canadian market, but unfortunately, it's been a one-way street for the past several years for Canadian poultry into the U.S., while their supply management system restricts our poultry exports to Canada at 7.5%. We believe that would be a lot higher if those restrictions were not there, and we hope that Canada being part of the TPP and the deal and the negotiations, that issue will be addressed for U.S. chicken as well.
Any numbers you want to share in terms of how this might help with chicken exports, or are you guys there yet?
I don't think we're quite there yet. I think once we see the details, we'll get a much better sense of those numbers. Certainly, if there are issues relating to Canada, that would be a significant opportunity for U.S. chicken.